Now we have got the fantabulous Jimmy Lynch.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Good morning. It is Jimmy Lynch. You know, it is my sunshine is back in the studio. Yes. Now, Jimmy, we said we talk all things content.
Yes.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Do you miss talking about makeup and the skin facts?
No, because I talk about it all day for work.
That's actually true. Jimmy works at SoSu Cosmetics,
yeah,
don't you?
So yeah, I'm the national educator for SoSu Cosmetics. So yeah, I spend all day speaking about makeup and skincare and showing people how to use it and all that stuff. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm doing my own content, delivering education around skincare and makeup. So
You're always on.
This is lovely. I love the chats, like, you know what I mean? And all things, like, no matter what it is, you know me.
Yeah.
I can chat.
I thought we can chat, lad. And I was thinking about it. I said, we're always on about makeup. And I know that that's your job, like. So I said, you know what? Let's do some different content. You were at a SoSu, was it a full, like, you were at a...
I was at a launch event. So we launched two new foundations and a new concealer into the market.
Oh, fun.
So we had a fabulous photo shoot for that there a couple of weeks ago. Mm. But on Thursday evening, we had the official launch event. It was just, I've never seen nothing like it.
Was it amazing?
Just to be part of something like that. I'm still kind of going, is this kind of happening here for me, is it?
Yeah.
Is this my job? Like, is this what I get to do for work? Like,
Jimmy,
you know
I tell you, I'm so happy for you. Like,
I'm
delighted. I want to see you climb and I want to see you get in there.
Thank you.
Get to where you want to go. Do you
know
what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah, thanks
get
very
emotional
much.
Here. Well, come here. So on content, I was wondering, have you noticed like any patterns in your content that performs well for you? Like, would it be transitions? Would it be you explaining, you know, makeup tips, everyone? Like, what works well?
What really works well is if I do content around something from Penny's, skincare from Aldi, or something on a personal level.
Yeah.
People love anything that's kind of achievable for people or relatable. They love that. I could put up something now about a serum from a brand that costs 100 quid. No, it gets nothing. But if I put up serum from a discount store that's €3, my God.
Yeah.
Thousands of views, shares, comments, everything. Because people are like, I can have that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's achievable for them. And I suppose when they're looking as well at me, kind of going, well, if Jimmy uses it and, you know, he's been in this business a long time,
absolutely,
he understands these stuff, well, then I'm going to get it.
Because you're making it relatable, I think, as well. Like Aldi. Sure, everyone has an Aldi.
Yeah.
Like, you just go in there, pop over, get some.
Exactly. And a trust thing as well. That's a big thing.
Trust.
People
and,
trust.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I said to you already last week, there's no ads on my page. I'm not selling nothing. I'm not promoting anything for any particular company or nothing like that. My page, by the way, if anybody's listening, is Jimmy Lynch Beauty Expert on Instagram. And there's loads of free education around product and technique and stuff like that. So that's what I love.
I saw you posted on the serums. I think it was Aldi was serums,
Aldi
it?
Serums. Yeah,
I didn't know hyaluronic acid like may as like what
it attracts your moisture.
Yeah, attracts your moisture. Helps absorb. I didn't know that.
So if you put hyaluronic acid on your skin, right? And if you just leave it for a minute and don't put anything else, you can feel this kind of tightness start to happen. It acts like a humectant for moisture. So it's trying to pull moisture out of the air. So that's why then you go straight in then with anything that's hydrating after it, and that will go boom, it'll just lock that moisture in then.
Jimmy, you're actually mind opening powers. Because that's what I felt, because I do hyaluronic acid and I feel it go like, and I'm like, it makes sense now.
It's looking for moisture.
Yeah. No, amazing. And now, Jimmy, like, how much time, I wonder, goes in to your content? So you're filming, you're editing, planning.
Yeah, it can be time consuming, depends on what I'm doing. I mean, the filming is not too bad, but I suppose there's a setup then, like, you know, you might be looking at your background, product placement, especially now if I'm doing it for work.
Yeah.
Product placement, background, and then you have to get yourself ready.
Absolutely.
You have to kind of, you know, you can't come on in your pajamas. Well, you can if you want, just not exactly. I just wouldn't. So if I'm doing it work, it's very time consuming, because then I record all the separate videos and then I have to edit them and slice them together.
Yeah.
You have to add your audio, your captions and all that. But sometimes I'll just press record if I'm chatting myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just literally no edit, no nothing, and just bang up what I just recorded if I'm chatting in general.
But that's because you have the, how do they say, aura. Like, you have the energy for it. Like, I feel like some people you'd be like, no, you need to edit that. You don't. I feel like you have that power to just go on, press record, post it, and it's interesting. You're getting our attention, you're grasping.
Well, apparently people tell me that I'm easy to listen to.
You're so
whether
easy
that's
to listen
true
to.
I don't know, but apparently that's the kind of feedback I get
so
I get
easy
from, do you know.
Yeah.
So again, it's just, I suppose I'm just normal.
Yeah, because you're showing it to yourself. Everyone likes that.
You know, and I'm not on, like, nobody wants to look like me, so I don't have to worry about that.
Jimmy, I can't.
You know?
No, but it's like, there's something that you, like, used to overthink when you created content, but now, like, you're not worrying about anymore.
No, when I told you a couple of weeks ago, when I used to, I'm only making videos 2 years now, but when I first started making them, I could see the redner. I could see myself on camera. I could see my face burning up because I wasn't sure of what I was saying, but because I wasn't used to the whole camera thing and looking at myself on camera. And, you know, that can be a little bit uncomfortable when you start. But now it's just, it's grand. It's second nature.
Yeah.
But in work now, because I'm only with So Soon now since April, it's a whole different thing now because I'm looking at actual cameras. It's not a phone that I'm looking at.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to get used to that, because now I'm talking to a lens like you would on TV, as opposed to me being able to see myself on the phone.
Oh, wow,
so that's
really
new.
Oh yeah.
You know, so I'm trying to get used to that now. That's a whole new level, like, you know. Yeah. So, but it's grand.
So you're getting used to new things, but it's good to broaden. Broaden your experience.
Yeah,
your
otherwise you become stale.
We don't want to be stale.
No.
Go against the stale. And have, like, any brands or clients started finding you through your content? I suppose, like, more than before, like, would you say you're being able to reach more people?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I get people, a lot of brands and stuff reach out to me. To be honest with you, I refuse probably 90% of them.
No way.
I do, because a lot of stuff kind of wouldn't line up with what it is that I would kind of, you know, want to kind of speak about. And the other side of it is I'm very, very conscious that my page is not selly. Mm. Now, it's probably not the best business move, because I could be doing a lot of ads. Mm. I just don't want that my page to be about that.
Yeah.
I genuinely want it to be about, you know, myself and my education and my work.
And your work.
That's
absolutely
all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know. But the other side of it then is, Vanessa, that the job that I have at the moment has happened because of my social media. That's how I first got in contact with Social Cosmetics. That's how they came across me, and that's how I kind of came across them.
It's amazing.
And then myself and the owner, Suzanne, kind of started building up a relationship.
Yeah.
And the post that I have with that brand at the moment, I actually approached them with it.
No way.
Yeah. Because we'd started to kind of build that relationship, and I kind of seen that there was a gap in the company for this particular role of educator. They didn't have one. They never had one.
Yeah.
So I approached her, and it was a long process, but we got there.
But you got there.
Yeah.
I have it now. You're posting, and I see the stuff you're doing. I'm so happy. I'm always smiling my face. I'm like, Jimmy, you're exactly where you need to be. Like, you're there, you're reaching great heights, and that's what you want to see, you know?
Thank you.
But I feel like I'm like Simon Cowell. You're wearing what you're you right,
need.
Yeah. No, I am. But has there ever been like a trend? Has there been a trend that you've refused to do just because you didn't feel like doing it?
Oh, most of them.
Because I normally don't. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
really
I'm not
do the
trendy.
Trends.
You're like, you'll never go onto my page and see me singing and dancing or acting. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. If that's your thing, you do that. But I suppose trends for me, like makeup, like the big, huge, fluffy, spiky brows and all, I just couldn't get on board with
the
them.
Big, fluffy
the massive
ones.
Laminated. And I do like a laminated brow, but do you remember at one stage, were like caterpillars on people's faces.
The first thing you saw.
Do you know what I said to you as well that last time? I'm too lazy to follow trends. Because
no,
you have
same.
To be very creative for that, and I'm not bothering.
No, stop. You're actually like, we're the same. Like, but actually, random question. Now, this is probably not relatable, but just on topic of eyebrows. Like, what's the first thing you see in people's face? Like, is it eyebrows? Do you know when you...
Eyebrows, eye shape,
is it?
Face shape, skin tone, texture. I look at everything. And then if I'm sitting chatting to somebody, not intentionally, but I'm looking at their makeup, just because it's
eyebrows.
How I'm trained. You get me? Because when somebody sits in my chair if I'm doing their makeup, I have... Like, I'm doing a consultation, I'm chatting, I'm asking what kind of makeup you like, but I'm actually profiling your whole face as I'm looking at
as
you.
As you're looking.
It's just, I'm trained to do it. My brain
Stop,
is trained
my
to profile
fucked.
People's faces. Not in a judgmental way, but in a way that, okay, what am I going to use? Where's the symmetry I need to get here?
Yeah.
Eye shape, what's going to suit? All that.
Has anyone ever been like, told you that they're a bit scared to approach you with makeup on? Like, let's say on a night out.
All the time.
People
go, don't put two hands over the face like this. I'm putting my two hands over my face, guys. And they're like, oh, look at me. And I'm like, I'm not looking like that. I'm just like, oh.
Because I get scared when I'm in work. I'm like, Jimmy's going to judge all my makeup.
No, I never, ever, ever judge. I can't be, but judge me. The least judgiest person you'll ever meet.
He actually is.
I only, if somebody sits in my chair, I then go boom. I'm straight into that.
Yeah. Your
it's
brain
just like
just
a profile.
I'm sure years analyse. Of experience. Like,
yeah, that's what it is. And I only do it so that I can give the best service.
Yeah, no, for sure. But
Do you know, to that's make sure you're happy.
I didn't even, yeah, no, that's interesting. Because I did mean to ask you. I was like, I wonder if you do like acknowledge people's makeup.
Oh, I do all the time.
Around.
All the time. Even if I'm walking down the street, if I'm in town or if I'm in the Crescent or whatever, and I see someone, I might just go, oh, that's interesting. Or, but stop, that's nice. Yeah. Or, you know, that kind of way. Complimentary as well, though. You know, I often see people's makeup and I'm like, that actually looks unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Or someone's skin. I love people's skin. I'm looking at skin tone and texture.
You've got great
and,
skin, Jimmy.
You know, I take care of it.
Yeah.
To be fair, you know, I'm going to be 45 now in a couple of weeks. So I take care of the skin. There's no Botox. There's nothing like that. No judgment. I just prefer my face without it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
No, agreed. But Jimmy, I could go on forever.
Oh,
go loud, get us a podcast there. But
yes, go loud. Come on.
Come on.